your area a little bit, and say the downtown. Would you say the downtown goes as far north as 50th or 60th or?
Well, then you get into like Miami Shores, and they have their own downtown area. It's on 2nd Ave, downtown Miami Shores.
But is that a separate town? Would you consider it part of downtown Miami?
No, I think I consider it up to about maybe 30th Street.
30th. That's and how far south?
Say to Southwest 1st Street.
Southwest 1st. Okay.
Near the courthouse.
Down by the courthouse or by the city hall? Oh, the courthouse.
The courthouse, okay. The big
Okay, so that's the main downtown area. What about that new section? I don't know if it's a new section or not, but it appears new to me when I drive through. That runs along, I guess, South Miami Shores, that goes toward the city hall, that area in there. What area would you call that?
Near the bay?
Yeah, right on the bay.
Oh, that's Brickell.
Okay.
That's Brickell Avenue. That's real nice.
Okay, now there are some houses I've noted, but there's mainly like large apartment buildings and financial institutions. Did you consider that part of downtown?
I used to, and then I went to school downtown, and then you call that Brickell. You call that Brickell or North or South Bay Shore. Those are two distinguishing streets. So when you say Brickell, that's a whole, it's like a really high class part in compared to, you can't really include it with downtown Miami.
So there's a status.
That is really, I'd say it's becoming the most high status place in Miami. It's on Brickell.
Okay, now Brickell runs into what community?
It runs into South Miami, heading south,
mm-hmm.
Coconut Grove.
Okay, now what do you consider, the Coconut Grove is still part of the city. Now that's obviously not downtown, it seems to be more residential.
Yeah.
How would you describe the residents of Coconut Grove?
I like it. I visit there, they have a playhouse there. You can see plays. It's kind of quaint, you know. You see old-fashioned storefronts, and they're trying to keep it that way. A lot of trees growing, and little specialty stores like a leather shop or a silversmith or something. You know, the old-fashioned type places. And there's parts in there. They have their own ghetto in there too.
In a ghetto in the sense of what group?
They have a black neighborhood.
Is there a name for that?
Not that I can think of. There probably is. I've heard of one.
Does the name Black Bottom mean anything?
Yeah.
Is that it?
It could be.
Okay. I was just curious. How about, now you said Brickell is a sort of upper, you know, financial. All right, where are the other, the extremely rich neighborhoods? Where would you put those?
Well, you've got, when you're downtown and you take a causeway over to Miami Beach, the most expensive houses in Miami, well, there's two places. On Old Cutler Road in South Miami, they have mansions that were built in the big boom days of Miami, a lot of the early pioneers, you know, they were really wealthy. So they made large homes on the bay, but further south. So on Old Cutler Road, that's really a high-class road. And on Miami Beach, when you head over, I think it's the Venetian Causeway, they have Star Island and these different islands that are off, and they're just exclusive houses that are out there. And you've got little places like Sanssouci, which is in North Miami, it's pretty high class, or Eastern Shores, which is North Miami Beach, or...
How about this community right here?
Bell Harbor?
Well, the one with that's the city limits right down where that wall is.
Golden Beach.
All right.
That's pretty up there too.
Okay. How about the now? As we got.